Hey, how about it, race fans? It's Richard Allen of InsideDirtRacing.com and InsideCircleTrack.com coming at you with the October 17th version of the Weekend Podium. The Weekend Podium is a little segment I do every Sunday evening, which I talk about what I consider to be the top three biggest events to occur over the racing weekend. And I always, as always, invite you to offer your own thoughts, either by responding to me on Twitter at Richard Allen IDR, or going to the InsideDirtRacing.com Facebook page and posting your thoughts there. But let's go ahead and take a look at what I consider to be the three biggest stories of this past racing weekend. And the first story, I mean, you got to start off with Ricky Thornton Jr., right? I mean, there aren't very many other $100,000 race winners running around this past weekend. And he was the one who was able to get the job done in the Dirt Track World Championship up at Portsmouth Raceway Park in Ohio. I'm sure he, coming into this season, I would guess that he and the SSI Motorsports team had thoughts of maybe winning more races than what they did. They did get five wins over the course of the season, which is certainly nothing to scoff at. But I would say coming in, they might have wished for just a little bit more. But and as a matter of fact, he had not won a race since back in May. So for him to get the job done this past weekend in such a big race, a big crown jewel race like the Dirt Track World Championship is, certainly provided a lot of momentum here at the end of the season or even going into next season, and also provided a lot of validation, I'm sure, for the year that they had. Overall, the number 20 RT Longhorn wound up in the eighth place in the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series standings. So nothing to sneeze at there. But again, I'm sure they had probably thoughts of top five and maybe a few more race wins than what they got. But this certainly vindicates anything that they might have been a little disappointed about. Thornton was named as the Lucas Oil Rookie of the Year. So certainly something to be proud of there. So, number one story this weekend's Ricky Thornton Jr. pulling off the biggest win of his career in the Dirt Track World Championship, and he seems to have that place figured out. He came in second in this race last year and then follows that up with a win this year. So we'll see what that does for him going into the 2022 season. And speaking of the 2022 season, my second biggest story of the weekend as I see it, it was the announcement actually back earlier in the week of the upcoming Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series schedule for next year. I mean, man, what a schedule. I mean, what a time to be a dirt late model touring series racer. As I count, I found 14 races on their schedule that pay $30,000 to win or more, with a lot of those races being, you know, $50,000 to win or more, and that some big additions were made or some changes were made to the schedule for next year. For example, the traditional crown jewel race at the Florence Speedway, the North-South 100, which for several years has been a $50,000 to win race. Next year is going to be a $75,000 to win race. So that adds excitement to an event that already had plenty of excitement surrounding it. Smoky Mountain Speedway, which has been on the Lucas Oil schedule when they've been able to race, weather seems to not want them to race there very often. But next year, I'm sure everybody on the tour can't wait to get there because they're going to have a $50,000 to win race there on Father's Day weekend. That will be preceded by a couple of $5,000 to win shows there on the preceding night. So that's certainly something to look forward to. And also, the Lucas Oil schedule, as was already known, is going to add the Firecracker 100 from Lernerville Speedway up in Pennsylvania. That race had traditionally been a World of Outlaws Morton Building Late Model Series event, but it will be moving over to the Lucas Oil schedule in 2022, and it had previously been a $30,000 to win race, but now it's going to be a $50,000 to win race. So that's a new addition as well. And more than that, it's not just that there are races that pay more than they ever have before. The series essentially doubled its point fund. If you look through the point fund this year, the winner, which will be Tim McCready, which that's another big story in itself, that McCready has clinched the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series Championship for 2021. He will collect $75,000 for that achievement. Next year, the Point Series champion will get $150,000, and the series also announced increases all throughout the standings, and now they will pay through the top 12, where previously they'd paid through the top 10. Just to come in 12th next year, we'll pay $20,000. So that's certainly something to look forward to as well. It'll be interesting to see, with the announcement already made earlier this year with the World of Outlaws Morton Building Late Model Series, that they are also upping their point fund, not only throughout the field, but also upping the champion pay from $100,000 to $125,000. I'm really anxious to see who is going to follow these two tours, and if will anybody switch from one to the other, or how many guys who have normally raced as regional racers now step out on the national scene trying to get their share of that money. So that's certainly big, exciting news. And then the third thing I picked as my biggest story, again, didn't actually come from the weekend. It came from back earlier in the week. But Jimmy Owens got the Flow Racing Night in America, the Castrol Flow Racing Night in America victory at the 411 Motor Speedway this past Tuesday. Biggest race in the history of that track, as the Lucas Oil race next year will be the biggest race in the history of Smoky Mountain. So East Tennessee fans have a lot to crow about as far as what their tracks are doing. But the 411 Speedway offered up $20,000 for the win, and Jimmy Owens of Newport came away as the big winner. Jimmy Owens has really got 411 Motor Speedway figured out. I believe, I haven't actually done the measure, but it's one of the closest races to it, one of the closest race tracks to his shop. It'd be either there or Volunteer Speedway in Bulls Gap. But he has won the last five times he has entered a race there. He has picked up the victory over multiple different sanctioning series. So certainly a big night for Jimmy. Again, another driver kind of like Ricky Thornton, who probably hasn't won as much as he hoped he would when the season started. I mean, he came off of last year as the defending Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series champion. So, and he still is going to wind up with a solid finish. I believe he finished third in the final standings there. But I'd say he would like to have visited Victory Lane a few more times, but picking up $20,000 here this close to the end of the year certainly won't hurt his bank account, that's for sure. He likes to take advantage of that home cooking at 411. And next year, 411 is also increasing its purse for the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series. So I know he'll be looking forward to that, as well as all the other competitors on that series. But those are my top three stories for this weekend. Ricky Thorne's big win in the Dirt Track World Championship. The big increases in not only race payouts, but point series payouts for the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series. And Jimmy Owens getting a big win in the Castrol Flow Racing Night in America Series at 411 Motor Speedway. So that's it for this edition. I really appreciate you listening, and I really appreciate y'all taking time to check out InsideDirtRacing.com. and InsideCircleTrack.com. So I look forward to talking to you again next week about this time. For now, have a great week. This is Richard Allen, and I will see you at the racetrack.